Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when you started your business, you did what you wanted to, when you wanted to do it. You didn't have a schedule. You worked all the time. You wanted to take the day off, maybe a nice summer day and play golf. You played golf. There was no organization to your business. It was just there. You were just in business. And a magical thing happened. You started to grow your business. You put on an employee and another employee and another employee. And before you know it, you were doing some significant business. And what you found was your thoughts of how to run a business before you started just didn't work anymore. How important is discipline to your business? If you are not disciplined, you will not get the results that you want. If your company isn't disciplined, you will not get the results that you want. If employees don't know what you expect from them, if there aren't job descriptions, if there isn't an employee manual, if there isn't an order to business, if there aren't goals, if there aren't budgets, and people aren't expected to reach those goals, keep the budgets in line, come to work when they should, do what needs to be done, business will not succeed. It will be a ball of confusion. You'll be putting out fires all the time, as people say. You have to understand every part of your business. You don't have to be the best at it, but you do have to hire the best. And then once you do hire the best, those people need to understand what is expected of them. Why are they really there? What part do they play in the business? What goals do you expect from them? They can't just do what they want to do when they want to do it. Of course you're willing to listen. Of course you're willing to take people's suggestions. Of course you're looking for a better way, because that's the goal, isn't it? The goal is to make a profit. To make a profit, someone has a problem, and we solve that problem. And we solve it in an efficient, profitable way. And if one of our employees can teach us something, we're going to have an open mind and we're going to listen. But they can't just do what they want. I'm going to take an hour and a half lunch today. You know, I'm really busy. I can't come to work till 10:30 in the morning. Oh, it's 4:30. I don't think I'll do anything for the rest of the day. What do you expect? What's needed? And if someone's not doing it, you have to sit down and you have to talk to them. You have to explain to them exactly what's required. It's the game of business. Think of business as a big game. It's certainly an important game. It's certainly a serious game. But even if you're playing a game like Monopoly, there are rules to the game. And if you're playing with another person and you don't play those rules, or Scrabble or any of the other games that are out there, someone's going to point out to you, no, that's not a double-letter word in Scrabble. No, you can't do that. That's not a word. There are rules. And there are rules in business. We have to determine what the most effective way to do business is. We have to do it day after day. We have to improve those processes and policies. We have to improve our sales process. And we have to be disciplined enough to look for the things in our business that are not working. And when you do that, you're under less stress, you're more profitable. Actually, your employees are happier because they know what's expected of them. They know how to win the game of business. They know how to put themselves in a position of absolutely excelling and doing more than expected and then being able to ask for a raise. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. Let's get disciplined. And let's increase those profits in our business.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.